So the conundrum is trying to talk about not having a mind to the mind. So the mind cannot imagine not having a mind. The whole of mind's existence is the mind. And the job of the mind is to take care of you. So the mind will do anything it can to stay in control, because its job is to take care of you. And if you determined not to have a mind, the mind will pretend it's not there, so it can stay in control. But it's in control for you, it's not against you. What is against you is the way it's been programmed. And what is very difficult to get over is that your whole idea of not having a mind is the mind. This not having a mind is something else. So what we all keep saying over and over is include, because your very idea of not having a mind is the mind. So include that. Yes. So the mind says, oh, I'm thinking about, should I do this or should I do that, or what would it feel? Include all that. Have that experience. What would it be like if I moved to there? What would it be like if I was with this person? Well, include all that. But don't focus on it as though that is the way it is. If you focus on it strong enough, you'll make it the way you thought, because your very thought will create the experience. Have the thoughts, include everything, and then you'll get a sense, you'll get a feeling. Something pops in. And if it doesn't, then try this, and try that, and try the other, and just try it out. Just go there, see how it feels. Because somewhere in you, you know. Somewhere in you, you know your maximum potential in every moment. Somewhere in you, you are a savant. You are an absolute genius. And you're just out of touch. It's not been used, so it's not oiled and lubricated and working as easy. But it's there. It's absolutely there. And when you get the knack of including, yes, so my mind's saying this, yes, so it's going, yes, so I'm still in the mind, yes, so I can't get out of the mind, yes, yes. When you accept things as they are, then you're free. But as soon as you're saying, I want to be free, you're stuck, because you want to be somewhere other than you're not. As soon as you say, I don't want to have the mind, you're stuck, because you have got the mind. It's when you include, yes, I have the mind. Yes, I'm not where I want to be. Yes, this is the way it is. Yes, things that I'm feeling terrible. Yes, I'm angry. Yes, yes, yes. This waking up realization is being with exactly what everything is in that very moment, and being totally with any change that happens in that very moment. So this state we're talking about is total acceptance of everything the way it is. It's not when you're over your anger and you're over your jealousy and you're over your desires. It's when you accept, this is the way I am with my anger. This is the way I am with my desires. This is the way I am at this moment. And when it's a total, unconditional acceptance, which includes not wanting to be like that, it includes that. It includes absolutely everything, just the way it is in this very moment. That is the peace that passeth all understanding. That is having time no more. That is the stillness still moving, the soundless sound. Exactly the way it is, exactly, including absolutely every single thing, every single thought, every single everything. This is it.